Track 3.20.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Janine Wiley, and I'm from an organisation called Species Specialists. I've been given the job of talking today about discovering new species of animals, birds, plants, and so on. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people imagine that we know all the animals and birds and fish and other creatures that we share this planet with. But in fact, that's simply not true, not at all. Of course, we have found lots of different creatures, but what's fascinating is that we're finding new species all the time, and in particular, in certain places that are more difficult for people to get to, like the bottom of the sea or in the rainforest. I'd like to give you just one example here, and it's the island of Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is a pretty big island just north of Australia. It's covered in rainforest, and it's an incredibly, an amazing place in terms of wildlife. Now, here's something that might surprise you. In 10 years between 1998 and 2008, just in Papua New Guinea alone, 1,060 new species were found. 1,060! That's more than two species every week for 10 years. Now, that includes plants and flowers, but lots of different kinds of animals and fish and things too. One example is a monitor lizard, a beautiful black lizard with blue markings that can grow to about a metre in length. They also found a bird called a honey eater, with beautiful orange patches around its eyes. And this honey eater is a very different bird because it's almost silent, makes no sounds at all. And that's why no one found it for so long. No one heard it. And then there's fish. There's what's called the rainbow fish. And in fact, seven different kinds of rainbow fish have been found over the last 10 years or so. So the good news is that we're finding new species all the time. We don't know how many more species are still out there. What we do know is that more will be found. It's just inevitable, really, that we're going to find more species. What's not so good, of course, is that all these animals and birds and fish are endangered. Their habitat, that is, the places where they live, is being destroyed, and it's human beings who are doing it. Forests are being turned into fields to grow food, and trees are being cut down to get wood, and rivers are being used by more and more boats. And so these animals find it harder and harder to live. The consequences of this will be more and more animals becoming extinct, and that's a terrible thought. If we don't act now to stop habitats being destroyed, many animals will disappear and future generations will only see them in books. I think it's vital for humans to find ways to live well and without harming other living creatures, don't you? Anyway, back to discovering new species. There are other places too, not just Papua New Guinea, where we've also